Hey, welcome to Who Sing It Better, hosted by yours truly, OMG Awkward Turtle. Tonight marks the first episode of the series in which a total of 7 contestants will have to sing 30 seconds to the same song, with the same karaoke, and my panel of judges will have to come up with who sang the song better than any of the other contestants. Don't worry though, I'm just your MC. I'm way too awkward to be a judge. Yeah, totally not awkward. Of course, my judges are definitely not awkward, and they don't pronounce things wrong, but tonight's panel consists of Autumn, Traviata, and Russ. Now, I'm going to turn it over to them so they can introduce themselves. Yeah, not awkwardly.
Hi there, I'm Russ. You may have heard me singing in various contests on the VH. Sing It, Perform It, Lone Star, Happiest Competition on Earth, and now Rockstar. And in each of these, after I sing, some judges come along and tell everybody what they think of my singing. Well, guess what? It's my turn now.
Hello, my name is Autumn Rose Strobel, and I'm a judge. And, my musical background consists of not a lot of things because I've just started my musical career per se. I've sang at several benefits and galas, including the William Inch Theater Gala, which I got to sing with a bunch of actual stars from like television and Broadway, so that was cool. I did a lot of stuff in high school, musical theater, select choirs, things like that, and right now I am working on a bachelor's in vocal performance, and then I'll move on to my graduate studies of vocal performance as well, with a focus on opera. So that's that. I haven't been on a lot of VH shows in the past. I was on Sing It season 7. That was a long time ago, though, and Voice Hollywood didn't exist yet, so... But now, I'm on Sing It Again, and I'm on Rockstar, and I'm on something else about a tag team or something like that. I don't know. Dylan made me do it, so... That's pretty much all you need to know about me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Traviata. You might have heard me on Happiest Competition on Earth back before my computer exploded and I got disqualified. And on Sing It, I think it was season 1 back in 2006, and then season 9 this year, because I'm old. I'm in a band, I'm a singer, I've never taken voice lessons, so I don't know how qualified I am to judge, like, technique and stuff, but I know what sounds good and I know what doesn't. So I'll try my best to give you guys advice on what to fix and where to look to find information on how to fix it. Yeah, that's all. Nothing really impressive. It's just me. Ta-da!
Cool! Awesome! You guys are great. I really appreciate you agreeing to judge for this episode. For those who don't know, this show is different from any other show because although this is a singing competition, it's not a full drawn-out week/month/half of your life you have to dedicate to competition. Every episode will have different judges and different contestants and a different song that will be featured, meaning there's always going to be losers, but most importantly, there's always going to be one winner. Also, this is a VH exclusive show, which means only members from the online voice acting forum called Voice Hollywood may participate. I highly encourage members from this website to take advantage and sign up or try to do every single episode as they can, because I think it could really help you guys. So, for tonight, our song will be Hallelujah in Alexandra Burke style karaoke. This song was clipped and provided by me to the contestants. No alterations could be made to the song other than changing pitch. And of course, no other special effects were allowed. Moving along, let's go to our contestants. Today, I went to Mission Burrito, and I bought this huge, giant cookie. Like, it's seriously huge and Godzilla-like. And I didn't realize how big it was until I got home, and I held it up. And it pretty much covers my entire face, minus the forehead, but plus the eyebrows. And, like, it's just so huge and circular. And the shape, since it's a circle, it reminds me of an O, which stands for Omi Pride. You're up.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composes an alleluia.
Thank you, Omi, for your submission. Now let's see what the judges have to say, starting with Russ.
Omi, this was very pretty. I was a little thrown by your first two notes. You seemed to change your mind on which octave you wanted to do midway through them. But then you picked the high octave, which works for you. Unfortunately, I felt almost no emotion in the song. Your diction's good almost through the entire song until you get to the words major lift, and then all of a sudden you started swallowing most of the remaining words, and I couldn't understand what you were saying. But your mechanics and voice were otherwise dead on.
Okay, Omi. I'm gonna beat you, Omi. I'm gonna beat you next week, but that is not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about this wonderful performance that you did tonight. Well, you didn't do it tonight, but I heard it tonight, and I thought that it was pretty damn good. So, I'm just gonna say that flat out. I thought it could have used a little more emotionally in the beginning. But at the same time, by the time that you got to Baffled King and you were just busting a move on it, I really didn't like that much. I just thought it could have been executed a little bit more smoothly. I like that you carry through with your phrases, you know? It's not all, I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, which some people get into the habit of doing. I like that you can actually sing an entire phrase with one breath. That's nice. At the same time, your vibrato it's not very much, but it just goes flat just a tiny little bit as you sustain notes. And what you just gotta think is lift. Just think sharp. And that should solve that problem. Overall, I thought that this was really nice. I love your voice. It's so smooth and silky. It's like chocolate milk. The good kind. It's like, what's that? Land O'Lakes chocolate milk. God, that stuff is badass. It's so good. And that's what your voice reminded me of. I thought it was really nice. And, oh yes, one more thing. Russ mentioned to me that octave leap in the beginning. Nice job on that. It was pretty good for an octave leap anyway, which those are fairly difficult. And otherwise, you know, I thought that this was very nicely executed, and I enjoyed listening.
Omi Pride! 09. You have such a nice vibrato. It's not something that you normally hear, like such a big vibrato that goes that far, that modulates that much. But it's very soulful, and I can see you singing like in a gospel choir or something, and it would sound really cool. I really don't have much to complain about. Your mic does clip a couple times, but that's not really singing related, so I'm not going to bother taking that into account. I just want to let you know. Your expression is a little flat until the very end, and then you sort of amp it up, and it's like, whoa, yay, hooray, hallelujah. You started out a little unsure, I think, and then it got better as it went on once you got more comfortable and more into it. Maybe you recorded like 12 more takes and you were finally like, yay, I know what I'm going to do now. I like that your voice is so robust and deep. And that's all.
Okay, so the next person who's up, she actually sent her file to me on Tuesday, but her email was being weird and I didn't get it, and I got it last minute, which, well, in the order, she's up now because she sent hers on Tuesday, although I didn't get it on Saturday. But the food connection I'm making to her, like, every single time I listen to her voice, I think citrus. Because I went to Sonic today and I'm drinking a Route 44 orange slush. Yeah, that's what you remind me of. Rochelle Euler, you're up!
Well, I heard there was a secret chord. David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? And it goes like this.
That was so pretty, Rochelle Euler. Now, let's see what Traviata has to say.
Rochelle Euler, oh my god, your voice is like honey. It's like honey, okay? You have good emotion in your voice. It's very wistful and sort of resigned and sad, but not emo sounding. I really liked the little embellishments you added on. They felt very natural. It didn't seem like you were trying to just, like, look what I can do, blah, 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 blah. Even if you were, it didn't sound like it. It wasn't, like, over the top. You were very much on pitch. It was a nice contrast in your dynamics. The only thing I can say that's, like, whiny is that your vibrato control could use some work. It sounds like a really short vibrato. It's going really fast. Like you're singing while you're nervous or something. That's the only way I can think of to explain it. But it's so fast, it's like not even noticeable. So, I could hear it because I listened to it like 30 times. So maybe it's just me. That's pretty much it. I really liked yours a lot. Your voice reminds me of like Colby Calais or something. Or like, yeah. Okay, well, I'm done gushing. Okay, I'm going to go now.
Rochelle Euler, you finished this so well. The second half of the song was brilliant. I can't figure out what you were doing in the first half, though. You started out very weak and tentative, as though you were surprised the music starting and had never heard it before. But partway through, you found yourself, and your voice got strong and had great emotion. I just wish you'd started there.
Rochelle Euler. Yeah, okay. I was quite impressed with this, I have to say. I thought that it sounded very nice. It sounded a little bright for me. Maybe a little too bright for this song, in my opinion anyway. But you had a nice tone. I really like the tone of your voice. It's very clear sounding, which is nice. I didn't really like the beginning. It sounded kind of weird, like you were leaning into the notes. You were leaning into the moats a little too much, and you got eaten by alligators, and so it just kind of sucked. No, you were leaning into the notes a little bit too much. I'm all for dynamics. Trust me. It's, like, my biggest thing. I love them. But at the same time, there is a such thing as going a little too far with it. And just the beginning. The second part, though, was, like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, it was awesome. I loved the minor fall. You went all Katie Lang on us there. That was nice. And that whole part right there, the minor fall, major lift, I loved the baffled king part. It just hit me. I just loved it. The baffled king. It was just nice. That whole little phrase there. And I loved the way that you ended on hallelujah on that note. It was like you held it. Okay, I'm not going to say perfect. I hate using the word perfect, but I thought it sounded pretty perfect. You held the note, and you just released it at the perfect time, and there was hardly any manipulation. You know, some of your flourishes, I noticed, go flat at the end. Like, just your... da-da. Sorry, I can't do it right now, of course. Of course, when I need to give an example, I can't give one, but they were just... They were nice until they just kind of went flat. And a couple of the notes I noticed too, especially in the beginning, some of the notes were slightly under the pitch. And it didn't sound like it was on purpose. So, and mostly when you do that on purpose, it's in jazz music. So it wasn't really stylistically fitting either. So, just watch that a little bit. But otherwise, I thought this was pretty kick-ass. So, yep.